Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore's job is on the line as he goes on trial today on judicial ethics charges. The case results from Moore's defiance of a federal court order to take down a religious monument in the Alabama State Court building. Prosecutors are asking a judicial panel to remove Moore from the bench. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Back in August, U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson ordered Justice Moore to remove a 2.5-ton granite monument inscribed with the Ten Commandments from the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building. Thompson had ruled the display an unconstitutional promotion of religion, and a federal appeals court agreed. Even so, Moore refused to remove it.
I will not violate my oath. I cannot forsake my conscience. I will not neglect my duty, and I will never deny the God upon whom our laws and our country depend.
That act of defiance is why Moore finds himself before the Court of the Judiciary today, charged with 6 counts of violating the Alabama canons of judicial ethics. Among other things, he's accused of failure to respect and comply with the law, bringing his office into disrepute, and undermining the integrity, independence, and impartiality of the judiciary. Montgomery attorney Stephen Glassroth was one of the plaintiffs who successfully sued to have the Ten Commandments monument removed. He later filed a complaint with Alabama's Judicial Inquiry Commission when Moore defied the federal court order.
It was really an affront to me as a citizen and as a lawyer that a person who occupies the highest judicial position in the state could be in the position of flouting a valid order of a superior court. And if you engage in that kind of behavior, all it does is encourage what amounts to anarchy.
In a pretrial brief filed Monday, Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor, who will prosecute Moore, asked the judicial court to remove the Chief Justice from office. He wrote that Moore flagrantly disobeyed the law, intentionally and publicly engaged in misconduct, and remains unrepentant for his behavior. Leading up to his ethics trial, Moore has been traveling the country with his Ten Commandments message. Last week, he attended a rally in Winder, Georgia, where another courthouse Ten Commandments display is being challenged.
This issue will resonate from state to state, and there will be such a loud noise of discontent that no court will be able to refuse it.
He doesn't appear deterred that the U.S. Supreme Court rejected his appeal. Moore freely admits he did not obey the federal court order to take down his monument, but says he doesn't think that's reason to remove him from the bench.
Well, I have every grounds to believe that I've done nothing wrong for an ethical violation, that when you disobey an unlawful order, you've not caused an ethical violation to exist. You've avoided one. This order of Federal District Judge Myron Thompson is clearly unlawful.
Moore argues a federal judge has no authority to stop him from acknowledging God, as he believes he is bound to do by the Alabama Constitution. His attorney, Terry Butt, says Moore's defense will center on that duty.
It's not that he doesn't have respect for the federal courts, and it's not that he wouldn't obey a lawful order. It's just that he takes the position that under his oath he had no choice.
If Moore is convicted of the ethics violations, he could face reprimand, suspension, or removal from office. Even if he loses his job, there's nothing in Alabama law to stop him from running for Chief Justice again. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.